This is What in the Name of God here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. This weekend was the Values Voters Summit. This is a specifically religious, specifically conservative religious get-together, and it is sponsored by the Family Research Council. Now, they're not really a family-based organization. They only have a very narrow range of what they believe a family should be. But according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're actually a hate group. They're extremely anti-gay. They're extremely anti a lot of things. They're run by Tony Perkins. The Value Voters Summit is an annual event where they try to lay out their political agenda and bring together a lot of conservative religious organizations. And their main speaker at this event was Donald Trump, who they are fully supportive of, which is really an astonishing thing. We'll get to more of that in a second. But first, let's just start out by taking a look at what their agenda for Donald Trump is. They made it very clear what they want him to do when he becomes president. And it's basically undo pretty much all of the progress that we've had since the Bush administration. They want him to reinstate Bush's ridiculous ban on federal funding going to embryonic stem cell research. They want him to rescind President Obama's executive order that bans federal contractors from engaging in anti-LGBT discrimination. They want him to rescind the Department of Housing and Urban Development's guidance assuring that federally funded emergency shelters house transgender people according to the sex with which they identify. They want him to reinstate the Mexico City policy. That bars U.S. foreign aid from going to any group that provides abortion-related services or advocates for abortion rights, even when that money that is being donated doesn't go to abortion. This has been known as the global gag. Basically, if you even give referrals or talk about abortion, you can't get any U.S. funding. Another rule they want reinstated was another George W. Bush rule. It provided conscience protections for healthcare workers if they refuse to participate in care for religious reasons. In other words, you could say that your religion prohibited you from doing a whole lot of things, like providing birth control pills, or caring for gay men with AIDS, or doing in vitro fertilization for lesbians or single women, or even altogether if you were Catholic. And these are just a few of the things they want him to do in the first 100 days. Of course, they also want him to get rid of the contraception mandate in Obamacare. They'd like to see Obamacare go away altogether, but it is that contraception mandate, women having easier access to contraception, that they really, really dislike. And, of course, they want to see him implement the Republican Party's platform, which the FRC had a very, very strong influence in helping writing. One of the most conservative, anti-sex, anti-gay, anti-women platforms the Republican Party has ever had. Besides Donald Trump speaking, they presented as his fellow speakers some of the most anti-gay advocates in the country, along with a lot of people who have extremist views about women's access to contraception. The Benham brothers spoke. Their father is Flip Benham, who is an extremist anti-choice leader and also anti-gay, and they follow in their father's footsteps. They said that the sexual revolution that today's society is promoting is a sad indication of our crumbling morals. They said, "It is more than just a sexual revolution, it is a moral revolution, it's a spiritual revolution that is taking place right now before our eyes, and the ceiling has become the floor. In 2015, we see the Obergefell Supreme Court decision supposedly legalizing gay marriage. That was the ceiling, the height. That is no longer the height, that has become the floor. Now we will absolutely force participation. So it goes. In this moral revolution, it goes from acceptance to appreciation to celebration into forced participation." So their idea is that they're being discriminated against as Christians because they're not allowed to be hateful dicks to other people when doing business with them. It's that amazing argument that they're being discriminated against because they're no longer allowed to discriminate against certain people. That was an argument heard throughout this particular event. And it should be no surprise that David Dalyden spoke. He was the guy behind the Planned Parenthood videos that were heavily edited and falsely presented in a rather large coordinated conspiracy to bring down Planned Parenthood. A number of members of Congress were in on it, knowing about it before it was even public knowledge. Tony Perkins himself, not surprisingly, has stated a whole lot of extremist views. He was even supportive of the Uganda Kill the Gays bill. Then there is Peter Sprigg. He's a senior fellow at the FRC, and he's made it very clear. He thinks that we should outlaw homosexuality, and he also said, I would much prefer to export homosexuals from the United States than to import them into the United States, because we believe homosexuality is destructive to society. And the American Family Association was there as a sponsor. They support anti-sodomy laws that would throw gay people in prison, a belief shared by another sponsor, an organization called First Liberty, and their leader, Kelly Shackelford, who has made it very clear that he believes that there is no constitutional right to engage in homosexual sodomy. He made the argument at the Value Voters Summit that religious freedom means that you impose your religion on other people. They also had failed presidential candidate Rick Santorum, still well remembered for his man-on-dog sex comparisons. And there were so many others, organizations like Family Watch and Liberty Council, pretty much all dedicated to the proposition that gays should have no rights in the name of their religion, and that women should have less access to reproductive health care, all in the name of their religion. These extremely religious, godly people who pretty much want to throw gay people in prison because of their values about marriage, they fully embrace Donald Trump. And that really is astonishing. Trump has been divorced several times. He has been proud of his philandering, bragged about his sexual escapades outside of the bonds of marriage. He seems to know very, very little about Christianity at all. In fact, he seems to be a man who believes in only one true faith. That true faith is Donald Trump. And despite seemingly being the opposite of everything that Christ teaches, these extremely evangelical, conservative, religious folks have fully supported him. It is amazing, and it really does call into question what values they really do stand for.